This is the audio interview for Wilma Kimbrough Charles Smith for the Sugar Hill Historical Society. Hi, Wilma. How are you doing today?
Having a good day. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, good. And you're okay with me recording our audio conversation, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So tell me where you grew up at.
I grew up in the city of Buford. That's where I went to my 12 years of school. I was a graduate of 1957 of Buford High School.
Okay. Okay. And, okay. Who were your parents?
May and Price Kimbrough.
Okay. Okay, and tell me a little bit about, you had mentioned to me before I started the audio recording about the ball fields being named after your dad. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, my dad was Price Kimbrough, and he helped start the Little League program for the Buford Sugar Hill area, and so before he passed away in 1991, the ball fields up at the Ballinfield up at the schools were named after my dad, Price Kimbrough Fields.
Okay. And you said they did that in 1991?
I believe that's the right date. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is awesome. That is something to be very proud of. So tell me, when did you move to Sugar Hill approximately?
Well, let's see.
It was sometime in the 70s, correct?
Yeah. Hold on just a second now. See, my daughter. I got something right here. My daughter was born. My oldest daughter was born in 61, and she was probably she would have been 10 years old, probably. So, yeah, would have been in the early 70s. I'd say, you know, early 70s.
Okay.
That we moved to 1420 Hidden Circle, Sugar Hill.
Okay. What brought you to Sugar Hill?
Well, I guess just because we bought a house and made it our home then.
Okay.
And my daughter in third grade, and she went first 3 years to Buford School, and then she transferred to Sugar Hill.
Okay. All right. So what was Sugar Hill like during that time?
There wasn't much to do. It was very calm, very quiet, not a lot of meanness and stuff like it is now.
Okay. And you mentioned you lived in Hidden Circle. That was about one of the only subdivisions in Sugar Hill, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Just after you come over the... At that time, there wasn't even a bridge there. You came across the railroad tracks, you know, and we were in that first subdivision.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you got to see a lot of change over the years for your time that you lived in Sugar Hill, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And your children, how many children do you have?
I have two daughters, Connie Charles Doster.
Mm-hmm.
And Melody Charles Galt.
Okay. They both attended the Sugar Hill Elementary School?
Yes, ma'am. They both attended Sugar Hill Elementary, Lanier, and North Gwinnett.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you have any special memories with any of the local schools and their time during school that you might want to share with me?
Well, I was very active in PTA. I was a treasurer for PTA at both Sugar Hill and Lanier, and I supported them. We saw the Lanier school built, and I was active in their sports activities. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. Any other thing that you would like to share about the schools in the area?
No, I thought they were very good schools at the time. You know, they were small, and you got to know everybody, and had some excellent teachers.
Okay. All right. Okay. What about some of the businesses in the area? Did you have any connections with any of the local businesses that stands out in your mind?
Mm-hmm. Well, there were not very many businesses in Sugar Hill at that time. Of course, I have memories of some things like Cannonballs. That was over there at the railroad track, and Manglins, and some, but my main, I still go back to what I say in Buford. My sister and her husband, they owned the Mathis Grill uptown, and so that was a, you know.
Okay. What do you remember about Cannonballs?
Oh, everybody went there to buy all their. He'd come in with a load of stuff, and people would just shop around. It was a jot 'em down store, I guess you say, but a lot of people did shop in there.
Okay, and what can you tell me about Mangrum's store?
Well, it was just one of those local stores that people had been there forever, you know.
Okay, what could you get in Mangrum's?
You could buy groceries, a few things, just general merchandise.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any out of Cannonballs or Mangrum's, are there any special memories, other special memories that you had that you might want to share either with the people that owned it or any interaction that you may have had?
No, ma'am. Nothing stands out.
Okay. What about any businesses that were around the school, or did you ever interact with the Sugar Hill Drive-In?
The eating place, Sugar Hill Drive-In?
Yes, ma'am.
The B-Rails, Bagley's. I ate there a lot of times went skating at the Sugar Hill Skating Rink, and had lots of memories from there when I was in school.
Tell me about some of the memories from the skating rink.
Well, it was just a good place that everybody, the teenagers went, and you skated, and you just had fun, and it was just a lot of memories.
Okay. What about the bowling alley?
I didn't get bowled, but my dad used to bowl at the bowling alley. Yeah, it was there across from the Sugar Hill Drive-In.
Okay.
Next to the little Methodist church.
Okay. All right. And do you have any special memories about the building of Lake Lanier or Buford Dam?
I remember seeing it from scratch up. I mean, you know, fill up and everything that's underneath it. They didn't take out the trees or the fences or anything. It was a strange to see all that water coming in.
Okay.
My dad was a big fisherman over there.
Okay. Okay, and were you a homemaker, or did you work during your time?
No, ma'am. I worked all the time.
Okay, where did you work at?
Well, in high school, I worked at Allen's Five and Dime from the ninth grade through the 12th grade, and then when I graduated, I went to work for at Chambly, and then I worked for 22 years for American Cyanamid, 15 years for Boston Purina.
Okay. Were both of them in Chambly?
Chambly and further down in the Lenox area. I drove to Atlanta for 37 years, back and forth every day.
Mm. Okay. All right. And let me see. Do you remember the drive-in movie theater that was on Highway 20?
Oh, yes. That was a frequent for everybody that lived in the area.
Okay. So you attended that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you have any special stories that you want to share about that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you do that, I guess, as a teenager?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about the cannery?
The what?
The cannery that was in Sugar Hill. Do you remember anything about that?
No, I didn't ever do anything at the cannery.
Okay. What about... do you remember any other businesses or manufacturing-type businesses or farms that may have been in the Sugar Hill area when you lived here?
Well, of course, there was a shoe shop down there. You know, I didn't work there, but there was a shoe shop. There was Bailey's Cabinet Shop, Hill's Cabinet Shop, and then Francis Hill had a... She had a beauty shop. I shampooed hair for Frances Hill and her husband when I was young.
Okay. All right. And you worked for her before you worked at Allen's Five and Dime?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Do you have any specific knowledge on any of the gold mines that were in Sugar Hill?
No.
Okay. What about any of the moonshining that occurred in Sugar Hill?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've always heard the stories, you know, the stories about the sugar being spilled and all, but that was before my time. I mean, I didn't know nothing about it.
Okay. Are there any other memories that you have about your time in Sugar Hill that stands out that may have been related to either the city itself or it happened in the city or the schools that you'd like to share?
I remember the terrible wreck that was there at the railroad crossing where the girls from Forsyth County were killed. That was before they put the bridge up over. Mm-hmm. That was a horrible day when that wreck happened.
Yeah, and that would have been really close to your house. So,
yes.
Is there any specific details you want to share about that?
No.
Okay. All right.
I just remember it happening and. Quite a sad time it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, the Willard's Wrecker and Willard's Ice Place that was well known there in the Beaufort Sugar Hill area.
Yeah.
My mom worked and retired from the Lumite plant that was up there on the railroad crossing.
Okay.
I mean, right by beside the railroad track.
Okay.
I remember the big fire at the Sugar Hill Baptist, when the Sugar Hill Baptist Church burned.
Okay.
What a loss that was for the area.
Okay. Do you, did you have any other interaction with any of the other churches in the area?
No, ma'am. I went to Buford First United Methodist Church.
Okay. What about, do you have any family that is buried in the Sugar Hill Cemetery?
Some distant cousins or no, but not immediate family, no, ma'am.
Okay. Do you mind sharing those names with us?
I have Early Duncan, some Duncans that lived on Level Creek Road that were my mother's family.
Okay. Mother's family. All right. Anybody else that you can think of?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I know, how long did you actually live in Sugar Hill?
Probably, I think around, it was either 28 or 30 years.
Okay.
In the same house.
So how would you say over the years that Sugar Hill had changed from the time that you had moved in till the time that you moved out of the city?
Well, it was a quiet little, it was more of a community. And the growth took off, and it was just numerous changes, because I saw the inner Peachtree Industrial Boulevard put in. I saw Highway 20 widened out from Sugar Hill to Cumman, from a two-lane road to what it is now. So there were many, many changes in the environment and in the landscaping of Sugar Hill and the growth of Sugar Hill through the years.
Okay.
And I think the leaders they've had have keep it under control pretty well. I mean, they've had some ups and downs, but they still did a good job keeping it as far as a very nice place to live.
All right. Well, I think I have finished with all of the questions that I have. Is there any other stories that you would like to tell me about your time in Sugar Hill that I may not have asked you?
No, not really. I mean, it was a nice community to live in. I had lots of good friends, some of them still live on the same, right across the street where we'd always lived there together. So and the school systems were good. You had some good principals and very good teachers, the McQuiggs and Elsie Hathaway, and just lots of good people.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure do appreciate your time today. And if you have any old pictures from Sugar Hill or pictures that you may think would be of value to the Historical Society, we would be very interested in getting a copy of those if you come across anything.
Okay, I'll have the girls look through my picture boxes and see if we see anything, okay?
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recorder now, but we really do appreciate the information that you've given us today, and I'm going to stop the recorder.
Okay.